Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, welcome, welcome.
Good afternoon.
Welcome.
Welcome.
Keeping it real with the Riley.
Yes, yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
We're here on another beautiful day.
Yes, Lord. Yes, yes.
That the Lord gave us.
Yes. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. For God is good and he is good all the time. For there is none like him. There is none like him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, come on, give God some praise.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Glory, glory, glory.
Riley, take us away in prayer.
Oh, Heavenly Father, we come to you today on bending knees. And to say thank you. Thank you for all the blessings. Yes, Lord, thank you just for being you. We want to thank you for looking after, looking over all of us as we slumber. Waking us up this morning. Thank you for having food on the table. Thank you for being able to get the kids off to school. And thank you for letting them arrive safely. And we ask you, O Heavenly Father, to look over always. Not just my grandson. Go over all the kids.
Yes,
all of your kids. You know.
Yes.
Well, thank you.
Yes.
Thank you for looking for the people in the hospitals. The people in the nursing home. We just thank you.
Thank you, Father. Thank you.
Thank you for our spiritual family.
Yes.
And Lord, we thank you for us, all our children, our grandchildren. And I just want to say thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for the Holy Spirit.
Woo! Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you. Precious name. Amen.
Amen.
Glory, glory be to God.
Amen.
Well.
Amen.
No.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
As usual.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, God. Spreading him, point of fingers and giving orders and move that way, move that way, move that way.
Gotta be the boss. Gotta be able to be bossy somewhere.
But, you know, yesterday we was talking about the different names of Jesus. And I got a rude awakening, because I'm so used to that name of Jesus, she gave us not only me, it was all out there. I had a little bit too. You know.
You're not off the door. You use that door.
know it.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, hallelujah.
The door.
The door.
Yeah.
My microphone stopped working. I'm going to take it. If you don't want to let it go.
Praise be to God who sit on the throne. And we talk about the beautiful, blessed name of Jesus.
Holy name.
Blessed and holy, yes. You know, yesterday, we left off because when we got to the door, we stopped and we did our altar call. Well, today we're moving on. And we're going to move on. To Emmanuel.
Thank you, Jehovah, my Lord. Oh, he's so sweet. Emmanuel.
Sure.
Isaiah 7, verses 14 through 8 talks about Jesus. God with us. Matthew 1, 23. As well, talk about Jesus' time with us. As well, if you want to sign, here we go, my microphone, the devil is alive. And then more insight should be found. You see, Jesus was born on earth as a real human. He entered space and time to become one of us so we might be with God forever. And that's why John 1:18, we call him the only begotten God. Oh, hallelujah. I need my mother back on my mic. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He is our only begotten God. Oh, hallelujah. We call him Eternal Father. Eternal Father, as in Isaiah 9:6 and 1 John 1:1-3. Because the meaning is Jesus is forever. And we can find more insight in Revelation 3:14, because he is the head of the creation of God. Christ had no beginning and has no end. He is the source of time based in all creation. Oh, hallelujah.
Glory.
Ooh, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. He is faithfulness and true witness. Revelation 1:5 and 3:14, because Jesus is faithful. Yes, he is, people. He is faithful. Christ is true in the flesh. His witness is always faithful. We can trust his word. Amen. Revelation 3:14. That's what we find. We call him the Amen. We call him faithful and true as in Revelation 19:11. And we call him true, as in John 14:6. Man, this might live. I should have went on this and reprinted it.
Firstborn.
Go ahead and take that one.
You got it.
Firstborn.
Yes.
Firstborn. Hebrews 12:23 and Revelation 5. Jesus is our elder brother.
Yes,
he is our elder brother.
She never thought about it like that.
Well, if he's the son of God.
I said I never thought about it like that.
Well, you know, Jesus and all these other different forms. But he is. He is.
Yeah.
No, Christ is the firstborn of the dead. The first fruits of a new humanity was resurrected in new form as our eldest brother, as in Hebrews 2:11, she is here of all things. Lord Jesus. Woo! Y'all, it's getting good. Woo! Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. That's all I have to say. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. First fruits. As in 1 Corinthians 15:20. And firstborn from the dead. As in Colossians 1:18. See, the importance of the firstborn. The importance of the firstborn is also connected to Passover. At the Exodus, the firstborn child of the Hebrews was passed over. He was saved from death by the sacrifice of a lamb.
Glory, glory, glory.
You know, it took me, when I was younger, I didn't understand about the firstborn of the dead. Because everybody always talking about when Lazarus was raised from the dead. No. But he ain't the first person to get raised from the dead. Well, y'all, what it means is that he's the first one raised from the dead that never died again. The Lazarus had to die again. Jesus was going to die again. He is, but that makes him the firstborn of the dead because he rose again. He's the firstborn because he rose and will never die. See, Lazarus rose up, but Lazarus still had to die again, and he has to stay dead until Jesus is the firstborn of the dead.
Who raised Lazarus?
Jesus is.
Okay.
But the thing is, again, Lazarus is still there right now. And Jesus is living. See, that was something I didn't understand when I was little, because you don't fit in this money to us like that. You look. Well, younger, you know. They didn't do it. You know, they just saw Jesus right back Lazarus from the dead. So, then when you ask, well, how come? If Jesus raised Lazarus, when he raised Lazarus from the dead, then how come, how could he be the first of the dead? But you know what I understand right now? That a lot of people didn't understand that being. That's what that was. That's what I can explain it to you. Thank God.
I'm still trying to get over this big brother.
Hey. Jesus, one of his names is God. As in John 14 through 18, Romans 9:5, Titus 2:13, and Hebrews 1:8. Jesus is God. He is God. Christ is his way. God is in his very nature God. He is God in all the fullness of the essence is in him. He is worthy of our worship. Oh, he's so worthy. He's worthy. He is worthy. He is worthy. Worthy of our praise. Worthy to be worshipped. He is worthy. He is worthy.
Head of the church.
No. The fullness of God, as in Colossians 2:9. And as well as Son of God and of that. You know, he is everything all wrapped up together. The head of the church. There we go.
There he is.
Head of the church.
Head of the church.
And in Ephesians 5:23, Jesus heads the church.
There you go.
Man, let's not get this twisted, okay, on this church thing. See, we got that physical church, but then we got this bodily church. And Jesus is the head of both. Well, let's not get it twisted. He is the head. Jesus is the leader and Lord of the church. True believers will follow him as he comes for them and direct their life. He is the head of the body. And the Ephesians 4:15-16, he's the bridegroom. Oh, how did he get on the train?
Glory, glory, glory. Shabbat.
But you know what? Woo. He is our high priest, our apostle.
Yes.
The high apostle. He is the head of all apostles. Hebrews 3:1-2. He says Jesus is our prophet and our priest. That's why we don't need to go to man to ask for forgiveness. That's why we go to Jesus. Because that's the only person you need to ask for forgiveness.
Amen.
No.
Amen.
And then he lets us know to ask the one that we have wronged for forgiveness.
Glory.
If you have not wronged the priest of the church, you shouldn't ask them to forgive you, because only Jesus has that authority. Only Jesus. He is the only one. Apostle is someone who has directly communicated with God and is authorized to speak for him. A high priest is God's appointed person to represent the people to himself. Jesus is both God's spokesman and our representative God. He is the bishop of our souls, the minister of the sanctuary. He is the prophet. As in 1 Peter 2:25, Hebrews 8:1-2, and Deuteronomy 18:15-18, and as in Psalm 6:14, the bishop of our souls. Hallelujah.
Wait a minute, can you go over that again?
He's the bishop of our souls, the minister of the sanctuary. He's the prophet. He is prophet and priest. Prophet and priest. Bishop of our soul. What a mighty, wonderful master that we serve. He is the Holy One. The Holy One. Jesus is perfect.
Perfect.
He is perfect.
Acts 2:27-3:14. Psalm 16:10.
Perfect. He is without sin and evil.
Perfect.
Christ is without sin and evil.
Mm-hmm.
Without sin and evil.
Yes.
Because of this, he became the only perfect man to walk upon the earth. Therefore, he is the only one who could do this. He is the only one who could die to save us. He had to be the right person.
Yeah.
He had to be. He is the Holy Child. He is our Lord of righteousness. He is our righteous one. He is our sanctification. You can find more about that in Acts 4:30, Jeremiah 23:5-6-1, and John 2:1, and 1 Corinthians 1:30. Yeah, Jesus is good. God is good. We serve a mighty, wonderful God.
Shabbat.
We serve a triune God that wants nothing for us but goodness. You know, I was just talking to a friend this man, and called to check on me. And what did you tell me about someone? Their problems. And I wouldn't let them off the hook. Because, you know, friends, they want you to agree with them. To agree with them in their mess. Yeah, I know how it was when we was messy. Then we called our friends that we thought might would agree with us in mess. Well, there's a time. I don't play that no more. You know, this is what Jesus said in the Bible, and this is what you need to do. You need to repent. And which brings me to a really good point. I was asked a question. Well, I'm saved, so why do I need to keep repenting? I believe that you keep sinning. And it's my accent here. Well, think about this. It don't matter if it's girl, boy, man, wife. When you are sinning willfully, let the meat of your spirit. Are you going to heaven or hell? They said, huh? Huh? I had never thought about that. I said, you didn't think about that? Think about it. Well, Jesus loved all of us. And as you know what? I don't know why people think that just because Jesus loves all of us, that we won't take it away from you. You know, I said, so it don't matter if you go to church all the time. It don't matter all that you do for the church and the community. Because when you walk in a mess and you don't want to repent, you will be going to the world that Jesus said. You say, Lord, Lord, did I not do this and do that in your name? And he's going to tell you, get away from me. I never knew you. They ask me, is that in the Bible? I said, yeah, it's in the Bible. He will tell you. He will say, he never knew you. Where is that in the Bible? New Testament. You know, I said, Jesus is love. But Jesus also told us that when our brothers and sisters in Christ get to ask them to do, I'm paraphrasing this, y'all. It's not the way Jesus said it. When they get to asking the food, and they are out of order and mercy, then you talk to them, you try to minister to them. And when they don't do right, when they don't want to repent, he said, get away from them. Have nothing else to do with them. But the question was, well, where is that in the Bible? That's in the Bible. Yes, it is. Jesus said, he said, no, Jesus said that we're supposed to love our brother. I said, no, babe, what it says is that Jesus said, if you love your neighbor as yourself, then you can keep from sinning because you won't be trying to covet your neighbor's husband or wife. You won't be trying to go there steal your neighbor. You will do unto your neighbor as you want your neighbor to do unto you. But the problem is we don't love ourselves. So therefore, we continue to be messy because we don't understand the love that Jesus has for us. We don't understand who Jesus is to us and who we are in Jesus. God bless a soul. Do I need to repent? Yes, you need to repent. Yes. God is love. But even though he wants not one person to perish, he will allow the enemy to have to play with you. Because God allows what you allow. So if you allow the enemy to have to play with you, and you're not doing anything about it, but you blame it all on God. Well, God, I'm waiting on God to do this. I'm waiting on God to do that. I'm here to tell you, God is waiting on you. He is waiting on you. So if you allow your life to be messy, if you allow mess in your life, whatever type of sin it is, if you allow it, then God allows it. God says, whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth will be loose in heaven. So he allows that you allow. Get into these situations for the blame God. What's that you allow? Them? You got something to say about that?
Hey, all I can say is, you need a deeper relationship with God. That's it. That's all I got to say about that.
You do. That's all. I said you need a relationship with God. I said, you know, he said, cast my pearl with the swine. I said, you know, and a lot of us, we get in trouble because we get into these lawsuits so we get this money. And the first thing we want to do is get this money. We want to bless our family. We want to do this. We want to do this. But we never want to bless God. Now, all of a sudden, we forget to tithe. All of a sudden, we forget to get God an offer. And then we wonder why all hell is breaking loose in our life. We wonder why everything that we spent that money on is going to be breaking out of bless. Because we was not in the will of God. We started off in his will, but we jumped out. See, that's why you got to have hope. Jesus is our hope. As in 1 Timothy 1:1, it says, Jesus is our confidence. Jesus is our only source of hope in the world. His conquest of death. Confidence now and for the future. He is the hope of glory, as in Colossians 1:27. He is the hope of Israel, as in Jeremiah 17:13.
Glory be to God.
And most of all, I will come back to the invisible, into the image of the invisible God. But we want to give you that. The image of the invisible God. As in 2 Corinthians 4:4 and Colossians 1:15. Jesus is the perfect picture of God. Yes, because Christ in nature Jesus perfectly reflects God. When we look at him, we see what God looks like as a man. So he is the exact representation of his nature, as in Hebrews 1:3. God is good. And the one we're going to end with today is Jesus. As in Matthew 1:21, meaning Jesus saves. Jesus is the Greek form of the Hebrew Yahshua, also pronounced Joshua. The name means Yahweh or Jehovah is salvation. Yahshua. God is good. If you do not know him for yourself, we offer you the opportunity right now to get right with God. To get right, because you can only get to God. You can only make it into heaven through Jesus. You got to confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that Jesus is Lord. And he is. Jesus will pick you up. Jesus will love on you. He will be there for you with no one to see. But you got to trust him.
Yes.
You've got to trust him.
Yes.
And if you want a relationship with him, then pray this prayer with us. Father, I repent right now.
Yes.
I have sinned against you in this heart.
Amen.
Lord, I believe in my heart.
Yes.
That Jesus died for my sin.
Yes, Lord.
I confess in my heart.
Amen.
That he is Lord.
Yes.
He is the Messiah.
Messiah.
Oh, Lord, I believe it.
Yes.
And I confess.
Yes.
Come into my heart, suffering.
Amen.
And thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
For your mercy.
Amen.
Amen. If you pray that prayer with us, then know that you are saved. Yes. Yes, yes. If you pray that prayer, then you know you are saved. Oh, Jesus is so good. He wants that relationship between you. Read something in your Bible every day, loves you. Every Monday. And know you can call our prayer line at any time.
Amen.
At 662-388-0644.
Yes.
Lisa and Brian. God said it's okay. He said reconciliation is for you. He's going to restore your relationship. And watch what God can do for you. And until next time, have a blessed day. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Glory be to God who sits on the throne.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Glory.
Hallelujah. 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 Glory, 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 glory. Glory, 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 glory.